Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay and save over $390 this holiday season. Book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're listening to this, then chances are you're on a journey towards building a more resilient, fulfilling life. And trust me, I get it, life can be tough. We've all been there, right? Stressed, overwhelmed, maybe even a little hard on ourselves sometimes. But what if there was a way to navigate those rough patches with a little more grace, a little more kindness? That's what we're diving into today. Cultivating self-compassion and empathy, two powerful tools for not just surviving, but thriving in this crazy world. Think about it. Wouldn't life be so much smoother if we treated ourselves with the same understanding and support we offer our closest friends? Ever caught yourself being a total critic to your own thoughts and actions? You know that feeling when you make a mistake and immediately launch into self-deprecating monologue? Yeah, I've been there too. But here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or ignoring flaws. It's about recognizing our shared humanity, accepting our imperfections, and treating ourselves with warmth and understanding, even when things get tough. Now, let's break down some key takeaways to make this practical, because we're all about real-world action here, right? Start with mindfulness. Self-compassion starts with being present and aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like learning to observe yourself from a distance, acknowledging those negative voices without letting them take over. Ever tried meditation? Seriously, even 5 minutes a day can make a difference. Challenge those inner critics. We all have that voice in our heads that whispers doubts and negativity. But what if we challenge those thoughts instead of accepting them as truth? Ask yourself, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? Remember, you deserve kindness, just like anyone else. Practice gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life, even the small ones, can shift your perspective and boost your mood. Keep a gratitude journal, or simply take a few moments each day to appreciate what you have. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a genuine laugh, these little moments add up. Embrace imperfection. Let's be real, nobody's perfect. Mistakes are inevitable, and that's okay. Instead of beating yourself up, view them as opportunities for growth and learning. We learn and evolve through our experiences, both the good and the bad. Extend compassion to others. Remember, empathy is contagious. When we treat others with kindness and understanding, it creates a ripple effect, making the world a little brighter for everyone. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Imagine you're gearing up for a big presentation at work, you know, the kind that makes your palms sweat and your heart race. You spend hours preparing, feeling confident, only to stumble over your words during the actual presentation. How do you react? Do you spiral into self-criticism, replaying every mistake in your head? Or do you acknowledge that it happened, learn from it, and move on with grace? Self-compassion would be acknowledging that you're human, that everyone makes mistakes, and that this one setback doesn't define you. It's about offering yourself the same kindness and support you'd offer a friend in a similar situation. So, what are we taking away from all of this? Self-compassion and empathy aren't just fluffy feel-good concepts, they're essential ingredients for living a more fulfilling and resilient life. They allow us to navigate challenges with grace, build stronger relationships, and cultivate inner peace even amidst the chaos. And remember, folks, you've got this. Start small, practice consistently, and watch the magic unfold. Join me tomorrow as we continue our journey towards building a more stoic life, one powerful step at a time. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments. Let's keep this conversation going.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.